And while this investigation may not go quickly enough for the families, investigators do need patience on their part. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Not only don't investigators know what happened to Air France Flight 447, but they also don't know exactly where it happened or exactly when it happened. The plane disappeared over open ocean waters outside the range where it could be seen by radar. And aviation safety experts have few hints about what might have gone wrong.
At this point in time, I don't think we know enough to make a very good educated guess.
Consultant John Golia is a former member of the National Transportation Safety Board. He says now that search teams have located the plane, any pieces of the wreckage they immediately recover can provide clues.
You know, if you pick up a piece of debris and it's burned, well, that certainly is a good indication that you had an in-flight fire. Now, separately, there'll be an effort to bring listening devices down into the area to listen for the recorders.
Golia says the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder should be emitting signals to help searchers find them. He says recovering those so-called black boxes is essential to recreating the flight. For now, French aviation authorities have only a few pieces of information as they begin their investigation. They know the aircraft sent out automatic messages indicating electrical and pressurization problems. They also know the plane encountered storms and turbulence several hundred miles off the South American coast, a part of the world where former pilot Les Westbrook says the weather can be especially treacherous.
When you get down to the equator, low pressure systems don't really spin. They just basically lay there. And they can be kind of popcorn-like. They're kind of like all over the place. Sometimes it can make it difficult to kind of bob and weave your way through because they're everywhere.
An Air France spokesman said yesterday the plane may have been struck by lightning. But Westbrook, a professor at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, says a jet should be able to withstand that. He says it's the other effects of a storm, like strong winds or hail, that pilots fear most. Bill Voss, a former FAA official who now heads the Flight Safety Foundation, agrees the weather may have played a role, though he doubts it was the only cause.
It'd be normal in this type of accident to see a combination of factors, and so we could see some triggering events such as turbulence or weather that maybe caused some sort of other set of failures. So this is going to be a difficult one to analyze, and those clues we receive from the aircraft are going to become very important.
Voss says the fact the pilot never radioed for help suggests either the plane was out of radio range, its communication system was disabled, or it developed a problem so suddenly there was no time to seek aid. The Pentagon said yesterday there's no reason to suspect terrorism. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.